welcome to another song title challenge where the big answer is, how would you write this one? We want to know. After we sort of come out with this title, please join us on the Climb community. Hit us up an email. Let us know, how would you, if there's a spin that we put on this that you didn't get, add to it. This is where you get inside the mind of a hit songwriter. It sort of mimics what happens in the first 15 minutes of a professional write on Music Row, where everybody comes in with a title and they just go for four or five, very intentionally different angles on how to conceptually write the lyrics to make sure that the one that they have is the best. Sometimes it's the first one, oftentimes it's not. Mm-hmm. And this is not a co-write. This is not a any kind of a collaboration in any way, shape, or form. You own 100% of the song. But the people from the Climb community send in their song titles. Send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. info@daredevilproduction.com. Again, production is singular. There is no S. Put song title challenge in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. And give us, you can send in one title, you can send in multiple titles. Try to send in the cleverest titles, and Brent and I are going to sit here and try to work around a bunch of different ways to write that and give you some different ideas on how to do it. So the only thing that you owe us, if we use your title on the air, is what, Brent?
Invite us to the number one party.
That's right. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's it. This is, this is all your song, not mine. Use whatever I throw out there, or all of it, or none of it, or whatever. But it's still your song, so I'm not getting any writer's credit on that. Again, I just want to go to the party. So yeah, let's do it.
All right, so here we go. This is from Ronnie Glenn.
Ronnie,
and the song title is "Please Don't Stop Here."
It's interesting.
Please don't stop here.
All right, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie, for sending that in. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Please don't stop here. That's interesting. Okay, because it opens a loop, right? So looking at it just as a title, if you threw that out there, I'd be like, oh, I wonder what that's about. And sometimes that's more interesting to me in a co-write than going, okay, I already know what that is. You know, most of the time. So, because I don't know what that is. What's here? And why don't we want to stop here? Now this is begging like story questions, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh my goodness. I'm intrigued. What is this?
You can kind of color this how you want. Like,
exactly. Please don't stop here. Okay. So we're trying to write this as because I know Ronnie, he's a country writer. So we're going to aim country hit, right? Great song, country hit. So it makes sense to make it positive, makes sense to make it love. Most of the time, you know, we're just knocking math, right?
Upbeat, yeah.
Upbeat is good if you can do that. Me singing to you, which is built in here because there's an assumed you, right? The understood you. You, please don't stop here, right? Makes sense. So kind of building that framework. Please don't stop here. I mean, one thing, I think of is me, like the love thing. You know, you can kiss me, but please don't stop here. Or kind of like, don't stop there. You know, there's that thing here. Normally you say there instead of here. So
here being first base, right?
Yeah. Don't stop here. Keep going. Please don't stop here. Oh, but I also think about, you know, you're driving and somebody going, oh, please don't stop here. You know, I mean, it could be. Okay. I'm just totally brainstorming, right? I think of a guy and a girl on a date and probably the guy driving, right? Math. So. Yeah. Guy driving, and so it's the girl's singing, and maybe he's like, hey, you want to go over here to this bar, this honky tonk or whatever? It's like, oh, please don't stop here. You know, right. Why?
Because it's an X story.
It's that kind of thing.
But you can spin like all the like sort of bad stuff into something like really funny or tongue in cheek and upbeat. Mm-hmm. And you know, here, like I'm almost think like just what jumps into my head is like John Michael Montgomery, you know, hey, pretty baby, won't you give me a sign? Mm-hmm. I'll do anything. Well, here's what he did. He did a little, I don't want to go in there. You know, like, and you just sort of, you know, spinning out like that. And if you've ever been in like a situation, like in an early date where you ask the question and then you get the answer and you're like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You get the whole laundry list, you know, that could be like kind of funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be that thing about, you know, because he's going to be there, his memories there or whatever. Or it could be dude, like, riding around with his buddies. Like, hey, let's go riding around. Oh, God, please don't stop here.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Sonic, because she works here and she comes roller skating out. No, she comes out to the car. It's over. You know, it could be that thing maybe where it could be a guy's singer because he's talking to his buddies. Because you're in the shotgun seat, right? You're not driving. Otherwise, you don't have to say, please don't stop here.
That's right.
So he could be riding around with his buddies. Or you're telling the story about, you know, your buddy said, please don't stop here. And so I automatically think of the bar. Where were you going to stop, right? Because I want to go physical, and then we can go to the metaphorical place later. That's just kind of standard operating, at least the way I think about it. Start with a literal stop here, and then we're moving to like a more of a metaphorical, figurative don't stop here.
Right.
So I think, yeah, where would you stop off? You normally stop off at a bar, at a restaurant, drive-through, something like that. Please don't stop here. Man, that's so interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. Johnny, you okay, waving both hands.
I got it, yeah. So, okay, so first verse. It's the bar. Please don't stop here. Why? Because my ex is in there. He didn't respect me. He didn't do all this. And then, you know, maybe there's a chorus where the guys... And she said, you know, please don't stop here, right? It could be from the guy's point of view, from the guy's driving, right?
Yeah.
With the girl. And she said, please don't stop here. And I said, why? And then she told me. And then the inner monologue for the chorus, right? Like, I would never do that to you. Like, I'm just so into, you know, like, however you do it. Second verse, they move in together. And maybe this is 90s, but, you know, they get a puppy. You know,
yeah.
And she's like, she just looked at me and she's like, I love this dog. Please don't stop here.
Yeah. Get a baby. Right?
Yeah. You know, it just like kind of that's if you can sort of develop this like really beautiful relationship. And it doesn't have to be, it's not 90s in the sense of like your kids, then your adults, then your grandparents. Right.
But it is kind of the progressive chronological story.
Yeah. Which kind of, it can work. It can work like that in a new, in a new market. If it's like, right. Like if it all happens, seems to happen quickly.
Yeah. Let's see. You know, or almost like the, you know, gosh, I'm trying to think about, yeah, please. Or it could be the thing too, you know, you're talking to your buddies like, oh, please don't stop here. Cause like, cause if you stop here, I won't stop, you know, or like, you know, like at the bar kind of thing, not like date rapey, but like the bar thing, because yeah, I'll drink till I drink too much. So please don't stop here. Cause man, I never stop here.
Cause I never stop here. Oh
yeah,
that's good. That just happened. Please don't stop here. Cause I never stop here. That could be that could be like a, just an exercise in a song about redemption, right? A song about, overcoming huge barriers and obstacles because like alcoholism or.
Yeah.
Or
knowing your demons, right?
Yeah.
Please don't stop here. Cause I never want to stop here. Or let's see, please don't stop here. Cause I almost wonder if there's a way to be like if you, please don't stop here. Like, you know, if we stop here, if we pull over, you know, and you kiss me or whatever, if you stop here, there's no stopping, you know, like, and I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Like I'm in love with you, and I'm trying to.
I'm gonna love you, and whew, dang, you know, I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
Which would be like, please stop here, like don't go any further. But there's a way to twist it, like please don't stop here. Because I remember when the night I asked Emily, now my wife, to you be my steady, you know, she's like no, but she,
jeez,
yeah, she's yeah, that's just our lives. Should have been a sign, but she knew that like I'm the guy she's going to marry, and that just scared her, you know. So she was like, no, you know, just yeah. She wanted it, but she was scared, you know, kind of thing. Like you knew there's no going back, you know.
Right.
I wonder if there's a way to kind of frame it like that.
Oh, I mean, I like that part of it because she said no, but it's because she's scared the crap out of her.
Yeah,
like it,
she knows there's no going back.
Yeah. Like in a good way, you know, like, she, or it could be, she said, you know, please don't stop here because, you know, it was Lookout Mountain or something, you know, make
out. Yeah, because, like, this is way too romantic, and I'm just going to fall head over heels for you. And to go 90s country, then he's like, you know, he comes back, you know, to that place with her, and he's telling her how much he loves her, and she's like, please don't stop here. There better be freaking money in your pocket. You know?
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to get like total how to, you know, don't take the girl kind of way, you know.
Well, you could, please don't stop here. It could be a honeydew list.
Yeah.
So if I put this up now, I got, no, don't stop here. I got.
Oh yeah.
At first it meant like, I was going to get some, and then later on, it means I'm working all day.
Yeah. If I was going to get some, I'm just going to get some of this. I'm going to get some of that. Going to get some of the other stuff done.
Yeah. The get some list.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So please don't stop here. So that's interesting. Like, you know, if it is that story thing, and Ronnie's old school stuff, you know, you'd probably like that, but you know, it could be that, yeah, the story of please don't stop here. Cause if the girl's saying, you know, you could do a third person, right? So therefore a guy can still sing it or a girl can sing it, but you know, they're driving, they're together, and she's, you know, if that lookout point, and she's thinking, oh, please don't stop here. Cause that's too romantic. That's no boy, you know, kind of thing. Like, I'm going to fall and I'm not sure. And then come back is like, cause she wants to get married or whatever. Yeah.
So, okay, so it would be better if it was first person. We've talked about that.
It's more direct. It's more immediate, impactful, yes.
Have you ever written a song where it could go either way? Like, this is a song that could be spun very first person from the shotgun seat of the girl or from the driver's seat of the guy, or if you really want to put a twist on it, the shotgun seat of the guy, girl's driving, right? Like, you know, like, that could be, you know, maybe he's riding shotgun cause it's her truck or whatever, or maybe he's riding shotgun cause he got a little loaded and she's driving him home.
What? Okay. Yeah. I was just getting around to that going, I was thinking first, like his truck broke down and she stopped, but this girl just stopped by and actually picked him up. Who's the craziest girl in the world to do that. Right. Most girls like a dude side of the road. Bye.
That's how they met, you mean?
Yeah. Like that's how they met. And he's like, I just need to get to a gas station, whatever. Oh, no, please don't stop here. Cause that's, that guy money or no. Cause something they're shady or what.
Please don't stop here. You'll get stuck in this small town. And
he's saying like, don't stop here. He's just making up excuses, right? Cause he wants to spend more time with this girl. No, don't stop here. Cause that's run by Crazy Vinny. He's mad at me. Cause my sister dumped him and just don't stop here. No, I'm sorry. Would you mind stopping here?
That's old Bud's bar. I owe him money. Like I still got a bar tab there.
Yeah. You know, I just gotta go, you know, I just ran out of gas or I gotta go get a part, but oh no, don't stop there. Why? Well, the truth is cause you're really cute.
Yeah.
You know? I want to spend more time. Almost like the chair.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
And
again, like the chorus there, that could be like kind of just all inner monologue. Like, you know, she's like, why not stop here? And this is what I told her, but here's what I was really thinking. It was, you know, like you're like, my heart's melting, whatever. Like you just go in, you're like professing your love for this girl you just met, but you can't say that. So it's just all inner monologue, something like that.
Yeah, it could be that, or it's, you know, his half of the conversation is, you know, hey, thanks for picking me up. Can't believe, you know, whatever that, and that cloud of smoke on the side of the road. Or maybe it is, I had a little too much to drink, you know, but, you know, and she's, but that's so take a drunk guy home, Chris Jansen.
take a drunk guy home.
Yeah, exactly. There's something interesting about that. Like she's driving and he just wants to spend more time with her. So he's like, no, don't stop here. But it, you know, but at the end of it, it's clear that he doesn't want her to stop because he wants to, you know, because he wants to spend more time with her.
Yeah.
I think that can be cool because it's in the moment. It's guy, girl. It's positive. It's got a little quirkiness to it. You know, and it's love. It's country. And it's unexpected. It has a smile to it, a little journey, literally, but also of the idea of kind of the journey that these characters are on. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
I like that we're able to spin that.
Yeah. That see, it takes a little bit, right? But I definitely like that the best of.
Please don't stop here. Like, I just did whatever you can do to stay in the car.
Whatever I can do to stay in the car. No, can't stop there. And hey, and I'm liking this conversation anyway. So please don't stop there. And tell me what you're telling me. Don't stop here. You know, like, tell me some more. Don't stop, you know, about how that he mistreated you. And so you kind of weave in. It's George Strait the chair kind of thing.
Oh, you could weave in the conversation piece, like what's something that she starts talking about. And then while you're listening, you sort of drive by this place that you needed to get, but you just never told her to stop there because she was talking.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, well, where are we going again? Oh, we just passed it. I'm sorry. Just so listen to everything.
Yeah. I was just listening to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We passed it 5 miles ago.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. So Ronnie, I hope that helps you. I know we're at about 15 or 16 minutes into it, which we normally try to keep it to. And, I think there's something there. It's an intriguing title. So that's, you know, there's a lot you can do with it. You have to do some digging. We had to do a little bit of digging before we found something that kind of excited both of us.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do that with your titles. You just kind of, but it's a title that opens a loop. Like it poses a question. Makes you, I don't know what it's about. If you were to see that on a CD or a link coming in or whatever, like, please don't stop here.
Where's here?
Where's here? Yeah. Why?
Where's here?
Why? And I want to know the answer, right? So it makes me want to listen to the song. So it answers that question.
And this
is so an advantage as a title.
The way that you spun it up, like at the end there, leaves a lot of room for a whole lot of furniture, right? A whole lot of specificity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Cooter's auto body. Like, we can't stop there because he owes me, or I owe him, or, you know, like,
yeah, it could be like first verse. Thanks for picking me up. Can't believe, you know, that sucker, whatever. Let's go get, you know, I ran out of gas, but thanks for, you know, your girl, you're the brave or crazy. It's going to pick up a guy on the side of the road, you know, with a gas, you know, gas can, empty gas cannon, but thanks, you know, and we're talking and first chorus is, oh, there's Cooters. Don't stop there. Cause then you got your kind of chorus cause he's crazy or whatever. And I enjoy what we're talking about anyway. So please go on. Don't stop here.
The car like breaks down. Like, he's having trouble with the car and he's just trying to get to like into this small town to get to the gas station. And he's like, no, please don't stop here. Cause I'm out in the middle of nowhere. So he's talking to the car first. Then he's talking to the car.
That's funny. Yeah.
That just happened. And that's a good one. I know that's true.
And so if you do the picking her up car, or don't stop at Cooters or whatever, and second verse, you know, talking some more and you're getting like more information here about the relationship and it's kind of growing. It's like, oh, we're coming up on Jethro's. No, don't stop here because da-da-da, you know, another reason why, you know, excuse why you can't stop at Jethro's. If you don't mind going a little more and please tell me some more what you were saying about how you're not doing anything Friday night. Yeah, don't stop here. And then like bridge is like, you know, I got to be honest, you know, either one of those places are fine.
He comes clean. Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying where I have, you know, what kind of what we're getting to. So don't stop here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Could be your, you know, but it's immediate. It's like a three-act play, but it's.
Yeah. You know, it, like that works because there's all these different parts of the story, but it's not like 90s because it's all happening like that day.
It's all right then.
Yeah. Right.
It's
then.
Like a, really a one-act play with three sections. So.
That's right.
Anyway, hope that's helpful. Hey, if you want a song title, challenge me in private. I do coaching sessions. I do feedback. We can do, you know, prepare your song. We can repair your song, kind of whatever you might need. You can get all the details, see my schedule, book an appointment at songwritingpro.com/coaching. That's songwritingpro.com/coaching. And I'll do my best to do my best for you and hopefully get y'all hooked up.
That's right. So, hey guys, that brings us to the end of another song title challenge. Yeah, please send in your song titles. Do that. It's info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge in the subject line, and we'll tear it apart on the air and dig into it and find some cool things maybe that you didn't think of. And again, if there's something that we didn't think of in this one, please leave a comment on the Climb community and let us know like what another way we could have gone with it and the writer too. That'd be really cool. So this brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge, guys. Where this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing,
and we'll see you at the top.
Challenge.